T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, 8:20 on the morning show, and every day about 4:15, 4:20 or so, we get to see the back of our next guest's head as she gets up to ask a question at Governor Lamont's press conferences. She is our friend, the wonderful Christine Stewart from CT News Junkie. It's great. Every day I watch the news conference on Fox, and you know, I wait for you to get up and ask your question so I can see the back of your head. It's kind of
your hair looks marvelous.
Yeah, your hair looks better than ever. You know?
Yeah, I'm happy I got a haircut maybe a week before this whole thing happened.
I know, exactly.
Oh, I know, seriously. So, obviously, serious matters at hand. Every day you get a briefing. And the messages, obviously, have been pretty much the same, except the increase in the numbers of people testing positive and hospitalized in our state.
Yeah, and I think that what we learned yesterday was that we've actually had a slowdown in testing because there are not as many testing reagents and testing supplies. So we're actually not testing as many people right now, which means we're probably also not getting as many positives as we probably should be getting. And, you know, so this is going to be a problem. There's some hospitals that are going to run out of testing supplies. And even when they were testing, what was happening was that they were taking your test, they were taking your swab if you had a doctor's permission, but it wasn't necessarily being tested.
Oh, okay.
So they're taking all the they're taking the bodily fluids from you, but then there's another prioritization system in which they decide which ones actually get tested.
Hey, Christine, and one of the keys is if you're symptomatic, and one of the tricky things about this particular virus is the fact that sometimes it doesn't present symptoms, but you're contagious. And I guess that's a real problem. So how do you determine who you're going to test and not?
Yeah, I mean, that's really hard. I mean, right now, because of the lack of testing supplies, they are simply probably only going to be tested those who are admitted to the hospital. And the state lab has actually increased the amount of people that it can test. So the public labs are the state lab in Rocky Hill, which can test now up to 150 per day, and the one at Yale New Haven. And the rest of the tests are going to private labs like Quest and LabCorp. And those test results take longer to get back.
One person who's turned well, there's a couple of people. Obviously, you knew Josh Jabal. I got to meet him when he was in studio with the governor in our last in-studio visit. But he's been, I think he's somebody who people have trusted in. And also Dr. Carter. He comes across as somebody who's just looking at the facts and trying not to look into his crystal ball, but just trying to present information to people. Yeah. And that's what people are looking for from those news conferences.
No, definitely. And I hope that we continue to have them in a way that we can somehow be present, whether it's remotely present and able to ask questions or physically there. And probably what people don't know is that when we walk into the armory, we do get our temperature taken.
Oh, okay.
Oh, do you? How are you doing? Are you okay?
Great.
Okay.
I am fine.
Hey,
I'm
listen, here's a question.
Fine.
Let's go to ctnewsjunkie.com, some of the stories that are up. And this is one that Joe and I kind of fooled around with yesterday. And that was, the system's getting overwhelmed with unemployment claims. Yeah. That's a real problem. And you write a little something about that, don't you?
Yeah. No, I mean, it definitely is being overloaded. And we are using a computer software language that was developed in 1959. Oh, God. So this state, you know, this is another, you know, the state was actually in the process of upgrading that system and changing over to, I would say, more modern technology. And that was a project that was supposed to be done next year.
Oh.
So that is not going to happen in time. So, I mean, what's happening is that it's, you know, they've increased the number of people processing claims from 20 to 70.
Okay.
But it's still not as much as we had at the peak of the Great Recession, which was 130 people working in that department. So they are going to have to increase that. Right now, benefits are going to be at least 3 weeks behind.
Talking to Christine Stewart from CTNewsJunkie.com on the morning show at 8:25. The governor has been very insistent that small businesses get help, and you write about that.
Yeah, no, he. So the federal government has their package. We'll probably get about $3 billion of that to come to Connecticut to help small businesses. But there's an additional, the state is putting forward $25 million and 0% interest loans for an 18-month period. And basically, they're going to give you a loan. They're capping it at $75,000, but they're going to give you a loan that's up to 3 months of your operating expenses if you're a business.
Will there be a provision that you don't let anybody go? In other words, you keep business as usual with the employees?
So the calculation will be based on your operating expenses at the time that you apply. So if you've laid off employees, it's only going to apply to the number of employees you currently have.
The legislative session has been delayed again. At this point, do you think there's a realistic chance they don't go back in session?
Well, I mean, so the Constitution says you have to stop on May 6th this year. But that doesn't mean that they can't go back and do some sort of special session.
Right.
So they could call themselves into a special session at some point to adjust the budget and do some other state agency bills that may be necessary to move business forward.
But it's not going to, it hasn't, things that we've talked about ad nauseum till we're blue in the face, major issues are not going to be dealt with until the next legislative session.
No, I mean, I mean, sports betting and, you know, legalization of marijuana, those things are not going to be handled. They're going to be focused on the finances and how to get Connecticut past this recession. We're in a recession.
You know, by the way, I mean, seriously, Christine, the question that Joe and I have asked this before is, you know, you've got this $2 trillion federal package that'll probably be voted tomorrow in the House. But then, you know, where does the money come from? So now we're paying way more unemployment, which basically is funded by, I believe, taxes on employers, or at least there's a fund that you contribute to. And then, you know, UConn, essentially, and a lot of the state colleges are saying, okay, we'll either reimburse or we'll give you a credit. You know, if you're living on, anyway, there's a lot of money that's going to be thrown around here.
Yeah, so we're expected to deplete the unemployment trust fund in the next 2 to 3 months. There's $650 million in Connecticut's unemployment trust fund, and that'll all disappear very shortly, probably more on the two-month side, depending on how many people file claims. Yeah, I mean, you know, the federal government doesn't have a balanced budget requirement, but the state of Connecticut does.
Right.
So hopefully the federal funds will continue to flow into the state and help Connecticut stay afloat. Mm-hmm. There was a federal, a low interest federal loan that we got last time to replace the money in the unemployment trust fund.
All right. When I woke up this morning and I opened Twitter, the first thing I saw was your tweet. Did your daughter finally go to sleep?
Finally, I think maybe 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Somebody's hubby's got to do a better job of keeping her busy during the day so she goes to bed early.
That's you.
Uh-huh.
Well, I said hubby because Christine's out working. But I'm sure Doug is too. So, all right. Well, thanks for everything you're doing. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again soon, Christine. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.